Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Welcome to another episode of The Litter Box, a Detroit Tigers podcast with your hosts, Bill Patterson and Chet West.
The Litter Box. It's Billy P from the D and our good friend, the Hot Dog King of the Twin Cities.
That's what we're going with, the Hot Dog King. Okay. All right.
And we have nothing but positives to say on this Sunday pod. The Tigers just swept the Orioles, and we'll just run through just the basics. Yesterday was a doubleheader because they were rained out Friday night. The Tigers won the game 1-4-3, the rubber match 6-4, and then today went even better, 7-0. And I have nothing but superlatives to say about this team, Chet.
Hey, they're so two days, good. Three games, and we sweep.
It's so good.
I'll take it.
So good. Game 1, 4-3, Torque, home run. Javi actually had three hits. That's your story.
He's on fire. He's been on fire all weekend.
Do you want me to ask about that? I mean, how do you feel about that?
I don't want you to ask about it unless you feel like you want to hear about how incredible Javier Baez has been all weekend long. Game 1, he went 3-for-4 with a double. RBI, K. I mean, Javi, like 3-for-4 for Javi. When was the last time Javi went 3-for-4? Let's just leave that there.
Done. And all I'll say on this is I think this is as good as it's going to get.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take whatever it is. He's playing a good center field, and he seems rejuvenated right now. He's running the bases. I'll get to it in a little bit, but he had his first stolen base of the season this afternoon. Game 2, really quick, Riley Green. The summary is he hit a 3-run dinger, and the Tigers took care of it 6-4. So basically, if we do a quick look around the American League Central, which is obviously what we want to focus on because that's the key part for these Tigers, we're going to notice some trends. And one is very good. The Tigers have won 4 straight. They're 8-2 in their last 10, and their run differential is the best in the American League by 13 runs. They are plus 42 right now, which is just outstanding. A couple other notes. They're 13-3 at home, which is the best start they've had since 1911. And I'm not going to go into current games, but right now they're 2.5 games up on the Guardians and the Royals, who have been red hot. They're 4 games up on. Now, mind you, the Royals did just take the last, I believe, 3 games from the Astros. It's a 4-game homestand in Kansas City. But before that, they played the Rockies in 3 games and obviously took all 3. One of those was a doubleheader. We've got the Twins 6 games back. They've won 3 straight, so they're hot. And even your Chicago White Sox have won 1 straight and are not the worst team in baseball by country mile. Their run differential is only negative 24, which is actually fairly average amongst the teams that are lagging, but they are 7-20. Real quick, I just want to highlight on the Rockies. Chet, they're 4-22 right now. They've lost 5 straight. They're 1-9 in their last 10. They have a 154 winning percentage right now. Want to take a stab at what that would equal over the course of an entire season?
I don't want to take a huge stab at it now, but I will say this. Their run differential is embarrassing at this point. I mean, they are on the way to being historically awful. Historically awful. I got to believe they're, I mean, what are we looking at? Like 30 wins?
25
wins.
24.9.
Okay.
So, sheesh. So
that's rough.
Yeah. Last year we witnessed history with the White Sox being all time bad. It might be eclipsed just one season later because
the Baseball Savant run differential page goes down to negative 60.
What?
Yes. The Rockies are flat. They're against the bottom of the graph right now. they're going to have to make the graph larger to keep up with their run differential going into the negative at this point. They're that so far below. There's something like, I think they're about 30 runs difference from the next worst team, who is your Baltimore Orioles.
So that leads very nicely into what I wanted to open with you.
Yeah.
In our preseason, you were much higher on the O's or Orioles than I was.
Yeah.
Do you mind if we circle back? And I'm not like trying to
totally
stick it to you or anything. I just want to know why you were. And then I'm just going to give you a few questions beyond that. Talk to me about what's gone wrong. Talk to me about, if I'm an O's fan, what is there to hope for? And then we'll kind of break down the games, you know, one by one a little bit differently from there. But yeah, I just want to hear your take on this, if I could, please.
I'll give you a quick what's gone wrong. In a nutshell, their hitting has been absolutely terrible. Their offense is off to a very bad start. They've got four guys hitting above 220 on the whole team after a month of baseball. Basically, Ramon Urias, who did a little damage against us this past couple days, he's probably one of the best, one of the guys who had one of the best outings against us over the last three games here, over the three-game set. Ryan O'Hearn, Cedric Mullins, and Jackson Holliday are your four hitters that are over 220 right now. The rest of these guys, Gunnar Henderson, Jordan Westberg, all really good young talents. Heston Kjerstad, Adley Rutschman, barely keeping it above 200 right now. And we're talking about two, you know, Rutschman's 209. You think Rutschman's going to be a 209 hitter for the rest of the season? No. Kjerstad hasn't quite proven himself at the major league level yet, but a very highly touted prospect, another one of their very highly touted prospects. You know, it's, you start looking at this and you're like, okay, I think the Orioles are at their floor. I think their only way to go for them right now is up. They've got too much young talent on this team. And if you want to spin it into what do their fan base have to look forward to, the young talent on their team. I mean, Jackson Holliday, Gunnar Henderson, Jordan Westberg, Adley Rutschman, Heston Kjerstad, Colton Cowser, and another guy that's underperformed to this point, all guys that you can be excited about. And they still have the stalwarts. Well, he's just kind of a stalwart now. He's only been there a couple of years, but Ryan Mountcastle, Cedric Mullins, a fantastic player. I've tried to get him in my fantasy league off a guy that's got him, and I can't seem to pry him away from him. So, you know, you're looking at a couple guys like Ryan O'Hearn and Ramon Urias that are playing above their, probably above their ability level right now. They're going to regress eventually. But all these other guys have so much potential to pick it up and start cresting upwards. So, yeah, I picked them to do better than the Tigers. I will say, I know you're saying you're not calling me out, but I kind of feel like you put me on the spot a little bit. It's only April. Let's see. Let's talk in June. If they're still on this torrid pace in June, we can have a whole nother conversation. And I would say the same thing about the Tigers. The Tigers are on an incredible pace right now in the exact opposite direction. Absolutely mind-blowing what some of these guys are doing. But I don't want to dive too much into that now, but you're getting a lot out of guys like McKinstry. I mean, McKinstry is like the team all-star at this point. He's never played close to this level in his career. So
actually, can I give you, as of the sixth inning today?
Sure.
McKinstry at home this season was batting .488, six extra base hits, and 10 RBIs.
There you go. I mean, and we got the third best run differential in baseball right now. So we're up there. You know, the Orioles are a minus 30. We're a plus 30 something. So might even be closing in a plus 40 by now. So I'm not, I get it. I get the excitement. We'll see what happens. I'm not saying the Orioles, you know, you might have me there. I may have made a bold prediction, but based on the pedigree of these young guys they've got, I really would have thought they would be better by now. Their pitching might be hurting them more
where I thought you'd go.
They just don't quite have the starting staff. You know, you look across their team and you're looking at Charlie Morton out there cashing in games for them right now. It's Dean Kramer's basically their ace at this juncture, I think.
He pitched well today.
Zach Eflin is probably there. Maybe he's their ace. I'm just looking across this. Maybe I was a little short-sighted and didn't actually look at their pitching. So, yeah. They've got some pitching issues. They need starters. They probably need some of these guys to start hitting. I mean, we watched Sir Anthony Dominguez pitch yesterday. He was as wild as they get. I mean, you talk about looking at our bullpen and looking at their bullpen, and it's like night and day. So, yeah.
Well, you guys absolutely. No, you covered it, and it was not taking a pot shot at you.
No,
yeah, I know. Way, shape, or form. It was not.
We'll see what happens. It's April.
I know.
I stand by my pick.
It's early. Anyhow, let's move on to game one. 4-3, Tigers win. And let's just kind of go through some of the highlights of it. Kerry Carpenter batting leadoff, gets a base on ball. He did have two strikeouts. But, I mean, I love the fact that we got six walks in this and that he was part of that. Our guy, Zach McKinstry, drew two walks, struck out once. Riley Green didn't have his best night at the plate. He struck out twice. Overall, it wasn't a great night for the Tigers. They struck out 11 times. That being said, when they needed to, they had timely hits, eight hits, four runs batted in, and then they drew six walks. Casey Mize was Casey Mize of 2025. He is now 4-1. He pitched just over 5.1 innings. His ERA is sitting at a very, very nice 2.12. He had eight hits, one run, one earned run, no walks. Again, that is the key to this staff. Five strikeouts and allowed a, you know, solo home run. No big deal whatsoever. Hanafy comes in, pitches just over an inning, 1.1, has 1K, doesn't allow anything. His ERA is at 1.38. My guy, Holton, comes in, does not have a great outing. Three hits, two runs, two of them, or both runs, earned. Walks a batter, yet has two strikeouts and also gives up a home run. His ERA is still at 2.84, but this is a little bit of foreshadowing. He did not have a great day yesterday. And then out of the bullpen, our guy, Will Vest, comes in, pitches over an inning, one walk, two strikeouts. He still has a sub-1 ERA at 0.75. And the Tigers do what the Tigers do, which is win game one of a series. They've done that now for every series, save the opening series against the Dodgers. And they take game one in the rubber match, or doubleheader, if you would. You're going to get to the rubber match here in a minute.
Will Vest has been closing out games lately.
I know. He's been amazing.
He's been giving him some opportunities.
He really has. So anything you want to add on game one?
Not particularly, other than the fact that Casey Mize keeps rolling. And he was one of my guys at the beginning of the season. He and Torque, I was like, we got to get these guys right. And if April is an indication of how the rest of the season would go, I would be thrilled to see this continue. Again, I don't think it's gonna. They've both been going, way above. So there's going to be some regression there at some point. We're going to have to brace ourselves for it. You text me earlier this weekend, like, oh, I think Torque might be regressing and we'll see. And then he hits a home run, wins the damn game. So, we'll see what happens. I love what I'm seeing out of him, though.
Love what I'm seeing as well. I can't say enough positives about this team.
Game two, I'm going to dive into that here. You ready for this?
Absolutely.
I think of all the games this weekend, game two, 6-2 win. I mean, today was dominant. 7-0. Okay, we had a Scooble start too. Game two, we're throwing Keiter Montero back out there. Keiter has become, he was sent down, I think, to make a little space for a bullpen arm there, and because there was need, and then brought back up. He's kind of become the sixth man in the rotation. Right now, absolutely. He's giving people a little bit of a rest. You got a doubleheader. It kind of screws things up a little bit. So maybe they brought him in to kind of, give somebody, give a break or give a little pause there in the rotation. And we may see that happen more often this season. And to be honest, I kind of like it because somebody gets hurt, Keiter just slides in. So you've got that bullet in the chamber.
Agreed. But Job was scheduled to start before the rainout Friday night.
He was.
And the Tigers never announced a starter until, I don't know, 45 minutes before first pitch.
Sure.
I don't know if there's anything. I scoured the internet.
I've seen nothing wrong. I'm guessing it's a schedule thing. And they figured, we want to keep him on schedule, keep him on routine. And if we can skip a start for the young pitcher, save his arm a little, why not?
Smart move.
Bring Keiter in.
Young pitcher get in there. And
Montero comes in. gets him into the fifth, gives up four hits, a run, two walks, two Ks. I mean, not bad at all. That's exactly what you want him to do. I wouldn't mind him tacking on another inning. We did have to get into our bullpen. You get Herter, Gunther, and Lee, and Chase Lee, the sidearmer, gets to pitch again. And they all did exceptionally well, except Herter gave up a run, but he also went 2.1 innings. So he almost got, him home, for crying out loud. Gunther went 2/3 of an inning. Chase Lee went 2/3 of an inning. Each one of them had a K. Overall, if one run over 3.5 innings, 3 2/3, 4 2/3, I'll take it. That's not bad at all. Oh, and Canley closed it out, walking a K. I almost forgot about him. He closes the darn thing out. And
isn't it awesome having two closers?
It's crazy. I mean, that's what I was saying. Like, Vest is getting opportunities. Canley gets opportunities. Yeah. The bullpen has been an asset so far. And like I was saying,
absolute revelation.
When you look at Baltimore, they don't have that, really. Right. They've got guys who I think had the pedigree to have that. And they have Gregory Soto. You remember him on the squad. Well, he was a Tiger a couple of years back. The Sir Anthony Dominguez is pretty darn good. Was almost the closer about a year or so ago. But you saw his control problems that he has. I mean, he was spiking balls all over the place. So we'll see. We'll see how this bullpen keeps performing. But so far, they have been fantastic. Even when they've had a blip here or there, or a Maeda inning here or there, they have been fantastic. Up to now, what are your thoughts on game two? Anything?
You covered it very, very well. And I think we can probably leave it at that.
One thing I didn't mention about game two, Riley Please. Green got a home run. I love watching. Riley is slowly creeping back up to that level that we are used to seeing Riley Green play at. I told you, he's slowly coming around. He's making the turn. I'd like to see that keep going. Sweeney got himself a hit. We had a couple of Ks for Young, and I don't like seeing that. We need him to not K. I don't care if the guy goes 0-4 or 0-3 in a walk. I just don't want him striking out so much, because that's what's going to keep him up there, is not striking out. McKinstry 2-4, shocker. Double, RBI, Colt Keith 0-2. Man, he's still hurting. He did get a walk, though. He got on base. So that'll at least keep his walk totals fairly elevated. And, of course, Torque got a double and drove in, too. It was him and Green. Torque did it again, second game. He had a hell of a day Saturday.
He really did. He really, really did. And he's been nothing short of amazing this entire season. And to your point earlier, when you talked about Mize and Torque as your guys and picks to click, and I really hope you're right, because that has been the secret sauce this season.
I don't think we're where we are right now without the two of them humming along the way they have.
That is 100% accurate. Yeah. Last thing, actually, I do have two things after I told you I didn't, but can I segue into game three?
Yeah, no, fire away. Do game three.
Bullpen was great. Can we say welcome back to Sean Gunther? He pitched today. He also pitched yesterday. He pitched in 17 games last season, and he was really, really good both times. Here's my overall assessment leading into the 7-0 win today. Skubal is on the mound. He is the ultimate ace. I mean, he just, even if there's two men on, he doesn't lose his cool. He just works his plan. He works his pitch count. He works his pitches, and he gets guys out, and the Tigers win a shutout on a Sunday, where there were, I believe, close to 30,000, if not 30,000 plus at Comerica. It looked like a gorgeous day to be at the ballpark. A couple things. If this team can get their hitting as good as the pitching, I don't think it'll ever get there, but let's just say it's 75% of it. This team could win 100 games, Chad. I mean, their pitching
could.
Is lights out. Could. Will they? Probably not.
Probably not.
The other thing I was going to say is, and this is where you take a good team that surprises versus, say, I don't know, someone like the Orioles or the Twins that we played earlier that weren't having their greatest stretch. The base running on this team is absolutely superb. They have the most first to homes and the most first to thirds in Major League Baseball this year. And they look like they're having fun on the base paths. Excuse me. Javi stole second today and then went from second to home on a Torres hit. And then Torres worked his way over to third earlier in the game and kind of, I want to call it like old man jog, but like the, you know, wily veteran, you know, that knows, you know, we're early in the season, just kind of lollygagged in there and made it standing up. And I don't know, he just looked very comfortable with it all. A couple things today. Scoobal induced 20 whiffs versus Dean Kramer, who I guess might be the Orioles ace at this point. He only induced 6. And again, I think we're looking at the best rotation in baseball. Javi had a double. He walked once, 2 RBIs in his first steal of the season. Boy, I am going to eat crow on basically some of the shade we threw towards Javi earlier.
Oh, yeah. You know, on in the we're going to eat that. But we got to eat that.
I'll take it. I've nothing but positives to say about this team. Nothing. I guess if I had to be nitpicky, I'm going to give you my 2 things, and if you have anything. Chase Young is getting better at the plate. He's starting to walk. He actually had an RBI today and a hit, but he's still struggling at the plate and looking like someone that was just called up and a rookie.
Well, he was. And then,
so that's kind of it. I mean, you know, the Orioles clearly came in ice cold. They lost 3 straight to the Nationals before, lost 3 straight to the Tigers.
Yeah, we caught him at a good time.
I mean, the Tigers are playing lights out baseball. Huge road trip upcoming.
Oh, sure.
3 against the Astros in Houston, 4 out in LA against the Angels. And then they've got another 3-game set traveling on this. Although after this, they do not have another West Coast swing outside of 1 brief stop in Sacramento to play the A's. So that's kind of good, I guess, in all ways, shapes, and forms.
Sure. At least for the travel schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of my thoughts, I guess.
Let me tell you, I want to drill back in on something that you brought up there a little bit ago. McKinstry. Oh,
wait, can I do one last
thing?
Sure.
Yeah. You got something else?
Schedule. Yeah. There's really good news at the end of the schedule. So let's not panic next week. They have 7 straight games, Houston Monday through Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Then they play the Angels of Anaheim Thursday through Sunday. Monday's off, golf day, travel day, whatever you want to call it. And then things get really nice and easy. They have 3 games in Denver against Colorado before coming home again. So that was what I wanted to say. They get Cinco de Mayo off. Guys can golf, get some margaritas. Nice mountain
time. Good for
them. Yeah, nice mountain time games. Tuesday, Wednesday.
Enjoy that.
And then an afternoon game against the Rockies, which we already touched on why they were so bad. And that was kind of what I was trying to lead into. Please go forward.
So what I wanted to bring up was you have this concept of winning on the edges. I don't know if you've heard this before or not, but this is AJ Hinch's winning on the edges philosophy. That first to third stuff and first to home. Benetti touched on that this past weekend. He was talking about McKinstry, I believe it was in game 2. And he's talking about, you know, AJ Hinch winning on the edges. And that is exactly what that is. It's when you're going first to third, first to home, you're stretching everything you've got. You're taking a gamble to cash in. Now, those gambles aren't going to pay off all the time. So we may see the gambles regress to the mean here, and we may end up losing a few of those. And that is kind of how they're winning a lot of these games, 4-3 games, you know, things of that nature, these close games. Also, another thing to bring up about the way they're playing right now, the team is playing as a whole as well as I've seen any. Today's game, Kerry Carpenter, Riley Green, Spencer Torkelson all go 0-for. Couple K's for Green. Not great games from your top 3 bats in the lineup, right? Really haven't seen anything great from Carpenter in the last couple of games. I think he had a decent game a few ago, but whatever. McKinstry gets a hit because, well, that's just how hot McKinstry is right now. He gets another double. But the guys that cashed in this time were Baez, 2-for-3, Dingler, Trey Sweeney, Jace got a hit. You got Gleyber Torres goes 2-for-3. Nice to see him do some things. He's actually played pretty well. We don't give him enough credit. He gets lost in the shuffle for our man love for the other younger guys on the team here. But he had 3 RBIs today.
He's been a great signing. So let's give him a shout out while we can, if you don't mind.
Give him a shout out. He's been a great signing.
I would really like to see him batting leadoff every game because he is as tough to strike out as anybody on the squad, if not anybody in the American League. And Benetti and Dickerson said that he has been a sage and a mentor to the younger guys in the lineup and was especially helpful for this weekend series talking about the Orioles bullpen,
sure,
which he faced numerous times as a Yankee. Unfortunately, the Orioles like revamped their entire starting rotation, so he didn't have that great of familiarity with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, I think we need to give Gleyber, you know, a boot.
Oh, hats off.
So, yeah.
Hats off.
Cheers. Cheers.
Justin Henry Molloy came in today, got himself a walk, and ended up scoring a run. So, everybody's doing a little something here. We had Kenta in the ninth doing Kenta things again. And if it wasn't for Torkelson getting rangy over at first base and clogging up the hole, that single might get through and drive a run or two in again. And I think Torque saved him there.
Torque absolutely saved him.
He got some mercy when he got to go up against Heston Kjerstad, who was 0-for-3 with 3 Ks already that day, and he made it 4. So,
but I love what Hinch did, putting him in a low leverage situation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's nothing lower leverage, and I guess
you're up 7-0, and please just don't make us pull somebody.
Throw strikes.
Yeah. All you have to do is just try to, I don't know.
And he still walked a guy, hit a guy. I mean, it was still the carousel started rolling.
He threw 3 balls in the dirt, one which was stopped by a Dingler. But
I don't know.
So what do you do, I guess? You're the manager. You're the GM. How do you approach this?
I mean, if you had to create space for somebody else to come up and play, right now they don't have – the necessity isn't there quite yet.
Absolutely.
Right? You're not desperate.
100%,
so you can let him sit here and do these things and toil. Our pen has been great. We don't have, you know, an exorbitant amount of injuries to the pen. We don't have any issues there. You let him try to fix himself. Eventually, he probably gets like released. I could see in the second half of the season if he keeps this up. And who knows? Maybe somebody desperate comes along and picks him up. I don't know. But at this point, what are your options? You're not going to trade a guy making $12 million pitching like that. Even if you eat his contract, I'm not sure anybody wants him. I mean,
no, there's no market.
No.
And if he can't show more in these low leverage situations, it really does. I mean, it's, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, we're witnessing potentially the end of someone's career, which I'm not happy about. You're not happy about. That being said, I don't know what more the Tigers can do to support him and create opportunities for him to be successful. That's kind of the weekend in a recap from my stance. Do you have a couple other things you'd like to add?
I am curious about something. You asked about, you have something on here that says, Billy spreading the pod gospel. Cher asks, is Cher coming on as a guest?
No.
Is that, okay.
That was,
is that a typo?
AI, not picking up.
Chet asks.
You would be Cher.
Cher, I'll tell you right now.
I would love Cher to ask.
I love her music.
We'll strive to get a better, that type of a great guest. I don't know if she likes
baseball. You wanted
me
to ask about you spreading the pod gospel.
Yeah. Ran into 4 Tigers fans yesterday before and then 6 fans after dinner.
Really?
And I did happen
just on the streets?
Of Southport, man. It's where it's happening.
Why not? And you notice them due to they're wearing the garb. They have some Tigers.
Swag.
Swag
lots,
on
lots
of some
of
sort.
Swag.
Okay.
Yeah. Even the misses had their Tiger swag on. So I did drop the pod, and I'm very curious to see if we have any uptick in 6-0-6-1-3. So that's the
interesting.
Last shout.
We'll keep an eye on the 6-0-6-1-3.
Yeah, and then I guess so we can circle Foley back. Sorry that the Pistons did not win today, but what a magical day in downtown Detroit. The Pistons, they started at noon, our time, 1 Eastern, and then the Tigers started at 1:40. Gorgeous day, people everywhere. They showed downtown, it looked just fantastic.
I bet. Then they had 28,000 at the Tigers game, even though a Pistons game was going on, playoff game was going
on
next
door. That's huge.
It's a beautiful day. It looked beautiful there. It's been cloudy here all day, but it looked beautiful there.
It's nice here, but not as nice as it is there. I think they're 10 degrees warmer. Anyway, the last thing I was going to shout out, we teased a little bit about the Lions draft in the last pod.
Yeah.
It's now complete. Do you have anything to add outside of, I thought it was as Brad Holmes of a draft as a Brad Holmes draft comes?
I thought it was, say this with utter confidence in Brad Holmes. If Brad Holmes drafted these guys, then I have no problems with it. Years ago, other general managers, I would have been like, what are they doing? Brad Holmes is drafting. I'm perfectly fine with it. I have no clue who half those guys were that he drafted. I honestly have no intel on them. I don't remember watching them play. I didn't follow any of them. Whatever he's got on him, and he picked them. I thought it was the single most boring draft outside of Shedeur Sanders not getting picked for five rounds. Other than that, I thought it was a terrible draft and a perfect one for Green Bay to host.
Absolutely. I'm so happy that Detroit had their opportunity last year when it was a much more exciting draft, more quarterback heavy, you know, more trades.
Exactly.
I will say this, if there's one guy, Lions drafted Tyleek Williams, defensive tackle, Ohio State in the first round, traded up to get a guy named Tate Ratledge, who's a guard at Georgia. He's my pick to click on this class.
A lot of people are saying that the guard, the second round pick, Ratledge is the guy.
He's just nasty. He seems like a biting kneecaps type of guy.
He fits that profile.
Traded up in the third round to get a guy named Isaac Tesla, not spelled like the
I saw that.
T,
yeah.
Capital
from
S,
Arkansas.
LAA. But he was at Hinsdale before that, and he won a state championship from Hudsonville at Ford Field his senior year in 2018 as an option quarterback and ran a 4.340 at the combine. We'll see.
He's got to be like a slot guy, right? I mean,
he's a 6'4 slot guy. He can play outside too, as well.
He looks smaller than that, but okay.
Yeah, 6'4 is what they listed.
I didn't read the tape on these guys. I honestly could have been less interested in who they were getting after I realized we weren't going to trade up. And I saw all the edges coming off the board. I saw all the D line coming off the board. All these guys that they were thinking they might take. I was like, oh boy. We're not going to have anybody left for us.
Well, that's
us.
A great intro. So then they take another guard from LSU, Miles Frazier, in the fifth, because they didn't have a fourth round pick. They traded out of that.
Yep.
And then this is my favorite story of the whole draft. Ahmad Hassanin is from Egypt. He has an edge that has only been playing football for, I don't know, five seasons or something, from Boise State. And his phone call with Dan Campbell, he said he would die on the field for coach.
Wow.
Does it get any more grit than
that? Campbell ate that up. He's only played football for 4 or 5 years now, right? Isn't that true?
Yeah,
he's basically played. Is he like Ezekiel Ansah? Didn't they both come from the same school too?
Ansah
Boise State or was he BYU? Where did this guy come from?
You're probably right. I don't know. And quite frankly, I only have a couple screens up and can't pull a third up. So
either way. Fascinating.
He just seems like he's the guy.
Yeah.
And then the seventh round picks, I mean, excuse me if you and I don't get too excited. Dan Jackson, a safety from Georgia. Mm-hmm. Surprise, surprise. The next pick, Dominic Lovett, wide receiver from Georgia. So
they did pound Georgia in this draft.
Brad Holmes, he likes trading up in later rounds to get his guy.
Yeah.
And he likes guys that went to big schools. I mean, if you look at this, one from Ohio State, three from Georgia, one from Arkansas, one from LSU, I count Boise State as a big school. I mean, they made the playoff.
You know what I mean?
I mean, they're legit. He definitely has a type and they pursue it and they go from there and so be it. I just wanted to wrap that up or follow that
awesome.
Up because we did get some really positive feedback from some of the listeners.
Cool.
We're going to give Drew Roberts a shout out on that, and we'll give another buddy in the DT W area that said more Lions, please.
More Lions. We'll have to get another podcast spun up.
Well, they both are
Litterbox Lions. You want to just do it all as the litter box and do it this way? That's fine.
See.
Whatever works.
All right. And then we will talk to you all Wednesday again after the Astros games end. And then we've got a 4-game set next weekend. So we're going to keep the cadence Wednesday, Sunday. There is merch available. We will try to get it online for you.
Billy's really proud of this merch, guys.
I think I should be.
It's quite nice.
Wait till your package shows up.
It's quite nice. I'm waiting. I can't wait.
Actually, we might have to get some video of that. You opening it and, you know, seeing what's going on. So, all right. Nothing more for me. You?
I got nothing. I'm done.
All right. Good talking to you.
Looking forward to the Astros series. Go get them. Go get them, Tigers.
Go get them, Tigers.